Welcome back inside Austintown Quaker Steak and Lube as we continue the opening hour of the Penguin Playbook radio show all about the Youngstown State Bowling Program here today. Before we talk to sophomore Amanda Granada, I want to send along another quick message. You can experience the fun of tailgating before a YSU football game this season. Host your next group outing, company picnic, or family get-together on game day at Stambaugh Stadium. Hospitality tent packages are available for all home games. Plus, you can get discounted prices on game tickets. To reserve your spot, call 330-941-1978. Youngstown State football team hosting the Duquesne Dukes at 2 p.m. this Saturday at Stambaugh Stadium. In the next hour of our show here tonight, Bob Hannon will speak with members of the Youngstown State football program as they prepare for that game. Glad to be joined with Amanda Granada of the Youngstown State bowling team. Amanda, an incoming sophomore on the team this season. Amanda, we'll get right into things. Last season, we talked with Coach Kaberski, such a successful one for this program. Your team made it to the final day possible of the season, made it to Championship Saturday of the NCAA Championships. As we revisit last season, that magical run, for you personally, was there a moment from that season that stood out to you among the rest that you can really look back on and think about for years down the line?
For me personally, I think it was definitely my performance at our conference tournament. Coach had mentioned I shot a big game to help us get very close to almost winning that match against Jacksonville State. So for me personally, that was definitely it. And honestly, just with my experience with our team as a whole, the girls have just made my experience so much better. They're such a great group, and they make it so much fun when we're out there.
So when I was preparing for our talk here today, I was talking to Sports Information Director for the bowling program, John Vogel, just learning more about the program itself and the players. And he had talked about how your name was called a lot in that second half of the season. You really stepped up for this team a lot. You talk about the conference tournament. Being a freshman, being thrown into those tough situations, how much do you think that experience and facing that adversity will help you as you move on with your collegiate career?
I think it's definitely going to be a huge help. I mean, like Coach had mentioned before, we're losing six of our seniors, so that's just going to be a huge loss. So hopefully the experience I got between last year and hopefully this upcoming year will help me kind of step into those shoes mm-hmm. that we are losing. But so facing harder competition like that definitely is going to just help me be more prepared.
As we talk about those six seniors that are returning and exhausting their eligibility, a lot of girls that you're very familiar with within the program, just talk about those six seniors all together and just the kind of leadership that they bring to the program and how they helped you out during your freshman year.
So I met all of them when I came to visit the school, and honestly, they were the main reason that I picked this school to begin with. They literally made me feel like part of their family just stepping in as a recruit. I love them all so much, and they're all just great people, and they are just so great to be around, and I have absolutely loved my time with them. Unfortunately, that's wrapping up soon, but we are definitely going to go out with a big bang this year.
So you just talk about how they all welcomed you in. We talked with Coach Kaberski just about how he tries to build the program, not only performing, but out of the lanes as well. Just, it seems like it's a real family-like atmosphere in this program. Would you say that?
It 100% is. I mean, outside of our like required bowling events, whether that be like practice or our team meetings and stuff, we are always hanging out together. Half of us live together. So we are just forming great bonds outside of all the bowling stuff too. So that just helps ourselves on the lanes even more, just knowing that we all love each other, and it's just such a great dynamic.
So as we head back to last season where we mentioned you guys made it so far in the national tournament, there was so much support for this program just from the whole Youngstown State community as a whole. How cool was that as a bowler to see this community and this city really get behind this team? It seemed like everyone was talking about Youngstown State bowling.
Oh, yes. It was so amazing. They gave us a huge clap out when we were taking our bus ride to the Final Four. And you were just able to tell how proud the community and all of the athletic side of Youngstown State University, that they were just so proud of us and how much we accomplished that year. And just making it to the Final Four in general just had a huge cap off for that amazing season we had.
And you were talking a bit about the travel and getting to know your teammates and getting to be close with them. Coach Kaberski was talking about some players have different music tastes. You get to learn all about everyone on the team. What would you say was kind of your favorite parts of the travel last year going from tournament to tournament?
Oh my God, honestly, just all the places we go, we just have so much fun as a team. Like he said, like escape rooms, that was one of our like most fun moments out on the road. And then honestly, just like doing something in each city we go to that we might have never done before was just amazing. When we went to New Orleans last year, like I've never been there before, so that was just such a cool experience, and I love doing it with all like my best friends by my side.
So now as we start to turn the page and look forward to this season a little bit. This summer, you were busy competing in, in events and tournaments. One of them, we're going to talk about two of them. The first one that we want to talk about is the USBC U22 Queens event, which was at Thunder Bowl Lanes in Allen Park, Michigan, which was the same venue that hosted the NCAA championship, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was.
A few months prior for you. When you stepped into that venue and you got on the lanes, were you having any flashbacks of the national tournament? You were a little bit familiar with that place.
Yes, definitely. And I have bowled at that center like previous years for the Junior Gold Championships that Coach mentioned before. So I've been to that bowling alley a couple times, so I was definitely comfortable. It was a great experience. This was the first ever of that tournament, so it was cool to go out and just participate in it. I mean, my first day there, I had such a great day, and it was a lot of fun, and I had like some of my friends with me. I mean, I traveled with Lindsay Ennis, who's on the team. We went out together and had a girls' weekend and bowled in the tournament, and it was a lot of fun.
So another aspect right there just about team bonding as a whole. You get to see your teammates not only in season at school, but you get to see your teammates during the summer as well. How cool is that to really build relationships outside of the lanes?
I mean, it's a lot of fun, and I feel like everything we all just do outside just builds us more together for when we are out on the lanes.
So the other event that we're going to talk about from this past summer is the one where you were the champion. You were dubbed the winner of the 2024 Long Island Youth Bowling Tour Alumni Event. If you could take a quick trip down memory lane, I'm sure you've done a lot of bowling since then, but could you just talk about that weekend and what worked for you and just that success in general?
I mean, honestly, that was, I knew I was walking into a big tournament. It was, there was a lot of competitors that I've bowled with growing up that were bowling in that. And even some adults came back and bowled in it. So I knew it was going to be tough competition, but I honestly just tried to make myself the most comfortable I could be on the lane where I was scoring and making my spares and all that. And it ended up just working, and I ended up leading the tournament for all of qualifying.
Well, congratulations for your great performance there. And we hinted at it a little bit earlier on in the interview. There's so much talent and experience returning to this year's team. What's the excitement level like for this team? You got so close to that national championship trophy a year ago, and now you have so much talent returning, and I'm sure there's a great possibility that if things go right and you guys perform the way that you want to this season, you can get back to that point.
Oh, I think there's no question about us pushing ourselves that one step further this year. We all came back after Final Four last year, and we were like, the team's basically all coming back. We're adding a new addition. We're going to do it this year. And so we're just super excited to be able to have that chance again. And honestly, like, the depth on this team, anyone can go out there and score for us. So it's just great knowing that we have this great group of girls to go out there and perform.
I was talking with Coach Kaberski about it from top to bottom. It takes a team to perform well at these events. There's so much depth on this year's roster and last year's coming back. From your standpoint, how important is it to have that depth to perform well as a team?
I mean, it's really important because knowing if someone's struggling in the lineup, you have so many girls on the bench that can just come in and start performing just as well as all the others. So it's great with that we can all trust each other to go out there and perform to our best levels.
So now my next question is, we talked about the schedule with Coach Kaberski performing in 11 different states this season. 9 in the regular season and 2 if you guys can continue to go to the regionals and nationals. From a player's standpoint, what are some of the different challenges that different venues bring with the lanes?
Similar to what Coach was saying before, I mean, every lane and every bowling center is different. So we do learn just from bowling at places multiple times what how they usually play, and just we can pick up on little quirks. We're like, oh, we know that end of the house plays a lot harder than this end of the house. So we'll just pick up on those kind of trends and then use them to our best ability in competition.
We're speaking with Amanda Granada, sophomore for the Youngstown State bowling team here. Week 3 of our Penguin Playbook radio show. So we get all the hard questions out of the way about your college bowling. Now we get to learn a little bit more about Amanda Granada from Florham Park, New Jersey, in the Northeast. to most people, when you go out and bowl, especially as a young kid, it's usually for like a birthday party or a family event. At what stage for you do you remember when bowling really became as a love for you and it's something that you really enjoyed doing?
Well, I have been bowling since around the age of 5, and that's when it was more like fun. My mom had put me in a couple leagues, so I was bowling with my friends, and I was just going for a good time. But when I was 12, I placed second in the New Jersey State Pepsi tournament, and I had gotten my chance to go and bowl in the Junior Gold National Championships. And I went there. I bowled absolutely terribly as a 12-year-old. I didn't know what I was doing. Just went to go see what it was like. And I came back after that tournament, instead of like being all down in the dumps, like, oh, I'm never going to do that again. I was like, I'm going to learn what they all did. So that's when it kind of switched over. And I was like, I really looked more as the game as a competitive side rather than just for fun.
So from that stage where you start really loving the sport, before we get to high school, in between, how do you get into those tournaments? Is it just stuff that you pay for to get into and you kind of have to travel around a lot? Or were there kind of tournaments close by that you could go and compete in?
So most states would have like their junior bowlers tour. So we had a New Jersey junior bowlers tour. So we would travel just around like the state. A lot of my friends just through like my leagues and stuff had introduced me to some of the tournaments. So I would also travel to the Pennsylvania junior bowlers tour and the Mid-Atlantic youth tour in Maryland. So those were like my main three that I was bowling at. And yeah, we would just like pay to enter, and then you would earn scholarship money if you placed high enough. So things like that. But yeah, most of my friends had just been like, oh, have you heard of this? Like, you should go and bowl one of their tournaments. So that was more how I got into them. And then I would start bowling in them more regularly.
Awesome. Awesome. So now we move on from kind of growing up. Now we're in high school, your high school experience at Morris Tech. Very decorated high school career, I must say. 4-time first team All-State nominee. From your standpoint, do you have a favorite high school bowling memory that sticks out among the rest?
So I do have one. Me and my team had went to this tournament in South Jersey, and it was a Scotch doubles tournament. So we bowl Baker in here, and it's usually like everyone bowls a frame. So Scotch doubles is the first person will bowl one shot, and the other person goes pick us up your spare. So it's literally alternating every other shot. And 6 of my teammates went out and did that, and we won the tournament. And that was, like, our first big tournament win from, like, our whole high school career. I mean, even in the past of the program. So it was just so much fun that we were able to go out and win.
So that tournament right there was just a small piece of the successful puzzle that you put together during your high school career. So as we move from high school to back to Youngstown State, just talk a little bit about the recruiting process that you had that led you to Coach Kaberski in here in Youngstown.
Well, actually, Coach was the very first NCAA coach who ever reached out to me for recruiting. So honestly, Youngstown was always in the back of my mind. I went to a couple other schools first, but then when I went to my visit here, it was just like, I totally feel like I belong here. Like, I just walked in. Everyone was so nice. And like I said, how the girls just welcomed me on. I mean, even all the people on the athletic and academic side, I was just like, I'm going to fit in right here.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're obviously very lucky and happy to have you here at Youngstown State. One final question. This is something that John Vogel wanted me to ask you about. I've heard that you're a very avid Disney fan.
Yes, I am.
What sparked your love for Disney, and kind of do you have a favorite Disney character to wrap this up?
Oh, my God. So I have been going to Disney World since the age of 5. I've been on, like, 7 or 8 trips, and me and my mom would go for a long time. I have cousins in the area, and I would go see them. So as, like, a Disney fan, I'm more into, like, all the Disney parks details, and that's, like, my love. And I, like, can tell you about how every single ride functions and literally all these special, like, details about the parks. Honestly, Animal Kingdom, the 4th park in Disney World, I really want to go work there. I want to study animal behavior and work on their safari. So I honestly just have always had a love for the park since I was going so consistently. But then at home and stuff, I would always watch Disney movies and all that growing up. My favorite Disney princess was always Ariel. I was like her for Halloween all the time. I loved The Little Mermaid. And now my favorite Disney princess is Belle.
So it changes.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, they're both still my favorite. But yeah, so I was just always growing up with around Disney.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm so glad we were able to take some time to sit down and meet and learn a lot about you here today. Amanda, thanks for joining me, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
When we come back, we'll have one more interview with a member of the Youngstown State bowling team when we return here on the Penguin Playbook Radio Show.